Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." During this season of Lent, we turn our attention to the temptation of Jesus as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. In today's reading, we see Jesus being tempted by the devil to meet the necessities of life by his own power. He was hungry because he had been out in the desert for 40 days and had not eaten. The devil knew exactly where the point of weakness was. This is the same temptation we face daily, and he attacks us at our weakest point. If Jesus had given in, it would mean that he would be trusting in himself and acting completely independent of his Father's will. He would be saying that we could use our abilities to focus on our own needs instead of lending a helping hand to those who are hurting. Instead, in response to the devil's temptation to satisfy his physical needs by his own power, we hear Jesus emphatically say, "Man does not live by bread alone." From this, we learn that life is much more than material things, and we must obey God's word and follow his will as we seek to satisfy our physical, emotional, and social needs. Physical needs must be met God's way and not our own selfish way. God's will for our lives is not to focus on our own needs, but to invest our abilities in helping our brothers and sisters in need. Why not take the time to look around you and find some area where you can invest your time and abilities to make a difference in someone's life? May I invite you to join us next week.